Hello, everyone. I'll be introducing the message one from the from that was from the conference.
Amen.
And if you may, can you read the title with me?
Amen.
Our urgent need to see the vision of the church as the one new man. So in day one, it talks about the last days of this age before the Lord is able to return. We must see the vision of the one body and the one new man.
Amen.
And in A, it says, in the Bible, vision denotes an extraordinary seeing. It refers to a spiritual, to a special kind of seeing, a glorious inward seeing, and to the spiritual scenery received from God. And can you read 1 and 2 with me? The heavenly vision governs us, restricts us, controls us, directs us, preserves us, revolutionizes us, keeps us in the genuine oneness, and gives us the boldness to go on. And 2. Under the heavenly vision, we are directed towards God's destination, and our life is controlled according to God's economy. So we need to have this heavenly vision as we go on in our church life. We must realize and have everything we do be directed by God.
Amen.
And in day 2, it speaks about the Bible. The Bible speaks of the church as the one new man. And if you could read 1 and 2 with me again. As the one new man, the church is a corporate person and needs Christ not only as its life, but also as its person. For the practical existence of the one new man, we all need to take Christ as our purpose. And Roman number 2 states that the church is the one new man to accomplish God's eternal purpose. We need to keep this in mind as we go about our daily lives.
Amen.
And A, God's intention in his creation of man was to have a corporate man to express him and to represent him. And we move on to day 3. It talks about God creating man in his own image and giving man his dominion. And eventually, the church, as the one new man, is the corporate man in God's intention.
Amen.
And in B, it states, the Bible reveals that the one new man is a corporate and universal man. And again, can you read 1 with me? We the believers in Christ, are all one with Christ. We the new man. Thus, we are all parts, components of the corporate one new man.
Amen.
Thank you. So I think as we get into this, we must realize that every single one of us is essential to forming the church, and that corporately we all together form this one new man, and we can't do this without Christ.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And day 4 helps bring that out. And day 4b, it says, apart from being in Christ, we could not have been created into one new man, because in ourselves, we do not have the divine essence.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is the element of the one new man. And 1 and 2, only in the divine essence and with the divine essence were we created into the one new man.
Amen.
It is possible to have this essence only in Christ. And in the one new man, Christ is all, because he is the essence with which the new man was created.
Amen.
Therefore, the one new man is Christ.
Amen.
And I really like 5, which states, Romans 5 states, but one new man is Christ constituted into us, and that Christ who indwells us is the constituent of the one new man. So, and B states, as we experience and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ, he is constituted into us, and we become the one new man, so we need to keep experiencing and enjoying the all-inclusive
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
And on day 5, it states, Romans 5, the goal of the Lord's recovery is to bring forth the one new man.
Right.
And B and C, it states, the Lord wants to show Satan that he can produce and bring forth the one new man.
Amen.
Out of every tongue and people from among the nations.
Amen.
And this is not an outward movement. It is Christ himself
Amen.
Within us as our life, person, and constituent. Bless
Amen.
You. And the one new man will usher in the kingdom of God and will bring Christ, the king, back to earth.
Amen.
And can you read for day six the Roman numeral?
Yes.
Now is the time for God to accomplish His purpose, to perfect the one new man who will come and rule existence on earth. And AA states that the world situation has been raised up for the goal of bringing forth the one new man. Everything that the Lord is doing at the present age right now is to usher in the practical existence of the one new man. And B, when the one new man is full grown and perfected, that will be the time for the Lord's coming. And the full grown, perfected one new man will be the bride.
Amen.
And and I'll end it with C. Today, everything is right, ready, and prepared for the new man to come forth. We all have to see where we are. We are at the end time, and this is the most golden time. This is time, the right time for the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
Our view must be broadened.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
And I'll open it up to sharing from everybody's enjoyment over the week.
Amen.
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 Ephesians 2:15-16. It says, abolishing in his flesh, and then it says, creating in himself, and then it says, into one new man.
Amen.
And then it also says, in one body,
amen,
reconciling,
right,
to God,
amen,
through the cross. So it has in his flesh, in himself, and it has in one body. So can I borrow you, Kumar?
Of course.
Okay, so you'll be the Lord Jesus.
Okay?
So today we're talking about his death, your death and resurrection. Okay? So before his crucifixion, it says in his flesh, right here. So the flesh. So here's his flesh, in his flesh. Okay. So where is Adam? Adam. Right there.
Yeah.
Right here. Where is Adam? Right there. That's the last Adam.
Yes.
That's the last Adam. So in your flesh, then the last part of the verse 16 says, through the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Through the cross. So, through the cross, you were crucified. So you were crucified. So now, there after death, there's resurrection. Resurrection. So in this death, where are we? Where are we? Well, where's Adam? Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the law, the commandments, and ordinances?
Of Christ.
Right here. And all the other things. So, through the cross, in his flesh, Christ accomplished. He solved all the problems. So, everything was crucified. So, where are we? Where are we? Okay, I need some brothers. Brothers, quickly. So, you'll be the... Adam is here, but another picture is right here. In the old man, there's lots of individuals. I'm an individual, so raise your hand, brothers. Individual. Right? This is the old manner of life. The old man with the old manner of life. Where are we?
Old creation.
Right here.
Okay.
Right here.
Okay.
Right here.
Uh-huh.
So, through the cross, right? What happens? Terminated.
Right.
What happened to the enmity? Terminated.
Right.
What happened to us? Terminated.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, so now we're resurrection. Thank you, brothers. In resurrection. What? How about the flesh?
Terminated.
Mm-hmm. So what is this? What is this now? This is
yes.
Spirit.
Yes.
Spirit.
Amen.
So you still have a body.
Right. Amen.
Right? But is it flesh?
No.
No. It's spirit.
Amen.
He has a spiritual body.
Amen.
Right? So now there's the spirit.
Amen.
So how about us? What happened to us? The old creation. So some of the old creation, you brothers will represent all the old creation, the unbelievers, the ones that reject the Lord. So where are you? Lake of fire. Sorry, brothers. All the believers, where are all the believers? So can I borrow you, John? All the believers, we got put into you.
Amen.
We got put into Christ. Got put into Christ. And how about Christ? You're the Spirit. You got put into us.
Right.
So put your hand on, I don't know how to show this, but so we'll just put our hand on the Lord.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
We got put into you.
Mm-hmm.
You got put into us.
Mm-hmm.
So where is the body? How many bodies are there?
One.
Where? right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Amen.
How many? So we're members. So that we're members, many members. How many bodies?
One.
Why? Well, because he got into us.
That's right.
And we got into him. The divine essence got into us. And we got into him. Your essence makes us your body.
Amen.
So there's the body. How about the person? Where's the person? No. How many people? How many persons?
One person.
One person.
One.
What person is that?
Christ.
Yeah, so in resurrection, we got put into you, you got put into us,
amen.
The divine essence got put into us.
Amen.
Right now, we're all, there are many members, but as far as the new man, there's just
one person.
Amen.
There's one body with many members, but as far as, and then also that we're the new man, you're the new man, you're the man.
Amen.
You're the man, you're the life-giving spirit. You're the body. It's right here. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So in through the cross,
mm-hmm.
You abolished all the enmity in resurrection. You put us into yourself, right? So we were created with you, with
mm-hmm.
the divine essence, the divine life, into one new man,
mm-hmm.
making peace. And we've been, where's God? Right here.
Amen.
We've been reconciled to God. In one body.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Okay, in the our God, praise God, our God has a plan. And man is the center of his plan.
Right.
It is so important that we know we've been created with a purpose.
Amen.
His purpose is that God wants to have a corporate man.
Amen.
To
Amen.
Express him and to represent him.
Mm-hmm.
In the majority of us all know this verse in Genesis 1:26.
Mm-hmm.
Especially all the young people, when they go for the summer school training, we all know, been asked to memorize this verse, because this is very important. In the God, in the old creation, that God created us a man in his image, according to his likeness, and that them have their domain. This is very important. This is the first man created in all creation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now we have a second man.
Amen.
This second man is a new man.
Amen.
This new man is created through the cross.
Amen.
Okay. Jesus Christ died for us.
Amen.
And make these two things become one new man.
Amen.
So we have to have a very clear vision.
Yeah.
There's an old man created as Adam. Okay.
Amen.
In the old creation. Now, in the New Testament, is a new man.
Amen.
We all brought into this new man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This new man actually is Christ himself.
Amen.
Without him, we cannot put on this new man.
Right.
Without him, we cannot be unified.
Mm-hmm.
It's only in this Jesus Christ in His Spirit. Amen. So we've been reminded again and again, renewed in the spirit of mind, so that we can practice this new man.
Amen.
Just want to follow in sister's sharing. You know, this Genesis 1:26, right? You know, all of us should be very familiar. I remember when, you know, Benjamin Chen, right?
Chen.
That's right. Make sure that I don't say it wrong. Every time when he had a conference, he used to ask all of us to stand up and recite, right? That verse. It's so important because Genesis 1:26 really gave God's heart's desire when He created the man. He created the man in His image and in His likeness, right? And He gave all His creation under the authority of the man, right? So man actually has the image of God, but all man also has the authority of God to rule over all God's creation. And this is, in fact, God's heart's desire. But when this man was created, God also brought him in front of the tree, right?
Amen.
In this, there is a tree of life. But then, of course, we know that there is also a tree of the knowledge of good and evil, right? That the two tree indicates the two source in the universe. The tree of life is God. It's life, the source of life. We know God is the source of life. The tree of the fruit of knowledge of good and evil is from Satan, right? So actually last night in the conference, Brother Peter gave an illustration. It's like just some kind of saying, we were almost like, imagine we were like the cars on a new car dealer's lot, right? When God created, not God created all the cars, but we were almost like the cars, let's say, when it was all new, right? But then somehow Satan just snuck in and then steal the car and drove it away from the lot and become an old car, right?
Yeah.
But the moment you drive a new car out of the lot, basically it becomes an old car, right? It's a used car. So, and actually he's the guy who actually vandalized it, right? This is actually, I'm adding on to it. Make us all corrupted. So the old man was really corrupted, right? You know, this is we were sinful. You know, when what happens when Adam and Eve ate the fruit, right? They're totally changed, right? Even the, some biological stuff got changed. Their eyes got open, right? They see, you know, previously there was no issue, now becomes an issue, right? So this is basically talks about the man, the one that was created by God, which with a good intention, which was supposed to be prepared as a vessel to contain God, right? Suddenly become corrupted.
Amen.
It's almost like if we were God, we'd say, okay, forget it. We'll just start from you, right? I mean, if I were God, I would just say, okay, well, these guys are corrupted. I would just like start from you, right? But God really loves us. He doesn't do that, right? If He did that, then there's no us right now on the earth, right? So we really should appreciate every time when we come to the table, this is Lord, we really, you know, this is really, the Lord has accomplished this.
Amen.
He died on behalf of us. We were the ones supposed to be dying, but He took all our sins, took all our iniquities, and He died for us on behalf of us. And this is like, no matter what, this is like, He saved us. Right? He's our Savior. But more than that, God still wants to restore. God still wants to recover His original intention, which to have man to eat the fruit of the tree of life, to have the life of God. But today, how does He do that? He does that, actually, Brother gave us a very good illustration. He does that through becoming a man, through His crucifixion. His crucifixion not just only solved the sin problem, He actually also annihilated the old man. And in His resurrection, in His ascension, He becoming a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Again, the tree of life is in front of us.
Amen.
Today, we could just take the fruit freely, right? We praise the Lord, we already took the fruit, right? We took the fruit from the tree of life, becoming our life. But admittedly, we were not the new car anymore. We still have the old man, the element right? We would say the element of Satan from Satan in us, because God did not totally annihilate our old man, right? I mean, on the cross, yeah. Well, I'm talking about physically, right? Otherwise, we will all be dying. We won't be here. So we still have the element of the old being within us. That is why we need to be renewed day by day.
Amen.
But how do we be renewed? It's not through our, you know, following the book. Just say, okay, well, God said, do not steal. We don't steal. Just like Old Testament, right? And all the time, we still have that concept, you know? We have our ordinances, even though we're probably not Judaism kind of ordinances. We have ordinances. We have a requirement. Oh, you don't look like Christian. Okay, I would say myself, right? Maybe one day say, okay, Brother Ming Jin is like, how could he do that, right? It's like, not Christian at all, right? It's like, but then, okay, what is the way? You say, okay, you shouldn't do that. I don't have the power because I'm a sinful man, right? Even Paul was saying in Romans, saying, how, you know, I'm a wretched man. I wanted to do this. I wanted to follow God's law. I wanted to be living in this new man, but I can't. I don't have the power. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's not from us just following the ordinances and these laws or whatever we think that it should be Christian. It is through the Spirit.
Amen.
We turn to our Spirit. We set our mind to the Spirit. So the mind was so important. I think in the next week, actually the coming this week, we're entering into renewing through the Spirit of the mind.
Amen.
We let the Spirit to saturate our mind, because mind is the key. Because all our doing, right, we have our concepts, we have our ways of living.
Amen.
It's all through our mind, right? Mind is our center. So we really have to put ourselves into this. But praise the Lord. I mean, we will enter more into this, you know, when, you know, through these messages. But today, there is a glorious fact. The new man has been created on the cross.
Amen.
Right? We don't have to be living in this old man.
Right.
We have the power.
Amen.
Right? There is a Spirit. There is a life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
That we can follow. Praise the Lord. So, truly, we as saints just share, you know. I just cannot contain my excitement.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Reading at the topic, the title, our urgent need to see the vision of the church as a new man. Brother says, without vision, there is no revelation. And it reminds me that what Paul went through. Paul, when I was reading the book of Acts, and Paul went through a persecution, right? And he saw the Lord, God spoke to him. The Lord spoke to him, why are you persecuting me? He saw actually the person, but he also saw the body. So the person and the body. And this is what really struck me, because this new man has two aspects. To me, it has the aspect of life, and the aspect of the person. And I've been saved for what? About 20 years. And I have the life. I received the life 20 years
Amen.
Ago.
Amen.
But my problem has been with the person. See, this new man is that the life is for the body, but the new man is for the person. The person is for the new man. And the new man is the person. So this has been my problem for many years. I received the Lord, I was saved. But I was never conformed to the person. Because the person himself is what makes the body, the new man, the person Jesus. And for many years in my life, in my Christian life, I just didn't want a person to take over my life. Because I wanted to do my own thing. And this is what, you know, what when Paul is facing King Agrippa, he actually explained the whole God's economy to King Agrippa when he was being judged. He said, I was not disobedient to the heaven division, but I was disobedient to the heaven division for many years in my life, in my Christian life. Because I had a life, but I was disobedient to this vision. Until now, you know, with the sharing of the brothers, with the ministry, I see that this vision is very important. If we don't have the vision, if we don't see this vision, we can't see all this revelation of the new man. And the new man is for the body. It's for the how we live. And, you know, I just can pray that, say, Lord, let the new man be my life and also be in the body so we can be together. We can only in the new we can be one. And ourselves, we usually see race, the you see many things. You know, I deal in New York with a lot of people. They all separate by race, and they're talking about race and culture and traditions. And I said, oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy and show us the new man. Show this. I pray. All we can do is pray for the ones that are the Christians. They still cannot see the person. They only see the life. But we need the person. So, amen.
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 And there's a lot here. The title is The Vision, to see the vision of the church as the one new man.
Amen.
And the church is the procedure, but the goal is the one new man.
Right.
And I'm really touched by the fact that God, when he created everything, he made a lot of the same kind. But when he created man, he only made one man, and that was Adam. And so that Adam was the source. He was the unique source out of which man was created, right? And even Eve was made out of the rib of this man. So from the very beginning, he only made one man. That's kind of something to consider about. But the fact is that right now, there's all kinds of people from every tribe and tongue and nation that were scattered all over the world. But now the Lord has to bring forth all of these, the men that were created out of one man. And so today we can say that we've experienced Christ as our life, but, like Brother Sergio was saying, we have to experience him as our person, and our person is actually something deeper because it really dictates. It governs what we say, what
right.
we think,
right.
What we are, where we are, our thoughts, intentions. Everything is dictated by our person. What kind of person am I? And so I consider, when the brother, was listening to this message, is that do we see ourselves as components, as parts and members of this new man? Right, to become only one man. At the end of the Bible, there's only one man.
Right.
There's not a whole bunch of men. This part here where it says, are you a component of this new man? We're not just members of an organization.
Right.
It's not a human organization. So if I don't like what the pastor says, I can just leave and go somewhere else. But if I am a component, a part of this body,
amen.
Even though I don't like what's going on,
amen.
I can't leave.
Right.
I just can't leave my arm
right.
and go, well, I don't like it here. I'm leaving. I can't just leave because I'm not happy with my household. I'm all the time mad at my husband. I spend more time mad at him than I do happy with him. I'm mad all the time. And so every time when the Lord's table comes, I say, oh, it's the Lord's table. I can't have anything against any man. And every Sunday morning, I have to repent. And this is like a cycle. And I said, I'm not going because I can't repent. And so every Lord's Day, I have this all the time. And I said, so I can't, we're parts and components. And even with husbands and wives, you're not just component, but you're one flesh, supposed to be one flesh. And so so we can't really go away. And so we really have to consider that the new man doesn't refer to me individually. That I'm a member of a corporate man.
Yeah.
And so that only through the cross, right, the
Amen.
Death, this element of the death, right, we say that it's a terminating death, a redemption death, but it's actually a creating death.
Amen.
I ever saw this. In his flesh, right, he abolished in his flesh the law, the commandments, and ordinances, right, and creating two in himself, the two men, the Jews and the Gentiles, which were the men of that time. And so we need to let the death of Christ deal and remove all the negative factors, that the enemy has scattered us all, right?
Yes.
Different tongues, different places, different habits, but the death of Christ has abolished the law of the commandments and ordinances and slain the enmity. And so we need to see this vision so that we can realize that there's no way out. That we have to go to the cross and that we have to stay and stick it out and say, Lord, here I am again and again. just because Christ is the element. So
Amen.
If Christ is the
yes.
element, I have to gain more Christ.
Amen.
I can't try to fix things. I can try, because every time I try to fix things, nothing ever gets fixed. So
right.
I need more Christ, Christ to
yes.
be my element.
Right.
And this element is what slays the enmity
right.
and causes me to be one, you know, in the body with every member.
Amen.
It doesn't matter whether I like it. That's irrelevant. You know, I'm stuck. You know, we're stuck together, Sister Sunny. Here we are. You know, we're stuck in the body.
Amen.
But it's not just stuck in the body. You know, as we enjoy the Lord,
Amen.
And we enjoy Him.
Amen.
Amen. And so this makes us the new man.
Amen.
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 New men. This word come to the New Testament 3 times. One time used in the Colossians. I will read for you. 3:10. And I have put on the new man,
right.
which is being renewed unto the full knowledge, according to the image of Him who created him, where there cannot be Greek or Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian or Sicilian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all.
Amen.
At least one time.
Amen.
Amen. And the other one, the Friday's Mass, is Ephesians, chapter 4, 22-23, that you put off as regard your former manner of life, the old man, talk about old man, which is being corrupted and according to the lust and deceit, and that they will be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Also have a 3 times. Only 3 times. We know when we talk about the Ephesians, 2 books, talk about Ephesians, always talk about the life. If we talk about the Colossians, always talk about the person. And also these two Greek words is a little bit different. Why in the Colossians use the word called naos? That means, I'll read the footnote later for you. When 41 years ago, when Brother Lee shared this conference, I was in college still. I told you, I don't understand. I don't understand what that meaning. Because two books talk about the two Greek word. It's not the same thing. I was confused. That time I was a college student, just half of the conference. I remember Paul Wu, tonight, didn't sleep, bring the chair. I only remember all of those things, physical things. I was transporting service, always back to the airport and pick up all the different things from the Thailand, especially from Korea, a lot of things. From Hong Kong, I think that is from different, all the different people, country come here, then we become one new man. That's my understanding. I'm so stupid. Because I don't really understand. I don't really understand. I don't understand. What's the new? What's the new? What's new about new? Because the two Greek different words. The other word is kairos. Kairos, new. If you're interested, you can check the Greek. But at that time, it made me confused. That's it, come to the Bible, talk about New Jerusalem, kairos, nothing new. And talk about the other things, talk about Ephesians, talk about 2 times. Oh, I don't understand. Since I read another Brother Lee's footnote, right now, remind me, wow. Because the Recovery Version finished around 1986. So before that, we don't have too much footnote during our Bible. I just remember, always we have an old translation, new translation. And Brother Lee and Peter Chen, they always change, then they put the new on the blackboard. So we always confused, because that time we don't have a new Recovery Version. But it's good. Hallelujah. This new generation. We have everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I read the food for you. Maybe you forget already, like me, like an old man. So, about the... He showed us the verse from
Matthew, chapter 9, 17. Jesus talked about the new wine. You will put a new wine into the fresh skin. The old translation is the old skin. New skin. The same new. That's the only recovery version. Get the real new translation. That's a healthy translation. So you see the full note. The Greek word for the new, meaning the new in time. Recently. Newly possessed. Newly time. The new one will signify Christ has a new life. Full of vigor, stirring people to excitement. The new, amen, is the new. Talk about the new one. It's the same word in the Colossians. That's why Colossians, that means to show Christ is the person. That's new, it's different. And talk efficient, that's new, is another, is a new one skin. The Greek word for the fresh, the full note, 17:3. The Greek word for fresh means new in the nature, in quality, or form, and accustomed, and used. Hence, fresh. So the first new is the timely new. Second new, that means quality new.
Amen.
So you talk about what you mean is not only timely, we're new. We talk about quality. Hallelujah. Amen. Our natural life will be new. Wow. Amen. Amen. Only in the full note show us. Amen. New one for the new wine skin.
Amen.
The new person put in the new body, new life.
Amen.
When we have the new Lord's recovery, we have a new life.
Amen.
We also have a new person.
I was encouraged not the one the band, one of the banners said the goal of the Lord's recovery is to bring forth the one you man, a corporate universal man for the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose. And I enjoyed it. Says the new man has not yet come into fullness. The new man is a replacement of the old man. For the replacement of the old man, the new man must be constituted with every people, every tribe, and every nation. Another person said, for one to say that Christ is his life and Christ is his person is not good enough. We must say it in the plural, that Christ is our life, and Christ is our person.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord's recovery is here to bring forth the new man.
Amen.
In the Lord's recovery, the Lord does not care for a movement or an organization. What he has been doing and what he is doing is bringing forth the new man with himself as the life and person.
Amen.
Amen.
All the fullness of God is embodied in Christ. And this Christ is brought into our being to be our righteousness, our holiness, our love, and our life. And I just thank the Lord for the goal in the recovery to bring forth the one new man.
Amen.
Christ is our life, Christ is our person. Amen for the one new man. The one new man will usher in the kingdom of God and bring Christ, the King, back to the earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I think many of us have been asked the question, what's your goal?
Mm-hmm.
And each one of us has our goal. And even in different life stages, we have different goals. Currently, as a graduate student, my goal is to get my PhD degree. So to get the PhD degree, I need to go through some procedures. In the first 2 years, I need to take some courses. And the third year, I need to pass the qualifying exam. And also, in the fourth year and the fifth year, I need to get research done. So if everything goes smoothly, I can get my PhD degree. Praise the Lord. We are in the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
The Lord's recovery has a goal.
Amen.
We don't have many goals.
Right.
Oh, Lord, we have a goal. The goal of the Lord's recovery is to bring forth one new man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I really enjoy this. The goal of the lost recovery is bring forth one new man.
Amen.
So the way are in the lost recovery, if we don't know the goal, if we miss the goal, we are missing the mark.
Right.
Oh Lord.
Amen.
You know, in the lost recovery, I think in the church we have a lot of things to do. We need to preach the gospel. We need to share the new ones. And even perfecting.
Right.
But these are not our goals. These are the procedures.
Right.
The goal is, oh Lord Jesus, we have many members, but we only have one goal.
Mm.
The goal of the lost recovery is to bring forth the one new man.
Right.
And to be more specific, is to allow Christ to constitute into our being.
Right.
This is our goal, to bring forth the one new man, and to allow Christ constitute into us.
Mm-hmm.
And because the one new man actually is Christ himself.
Amen.
And he's in all members. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And he's all the members. So for this, we need to allow Christ to come into us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, recently, Keisha and I, we are leaving for China in a few weeks. And recently, we are purchasing flight tickets. And finally, we get this done. But when we look back, we found that this process is very exposing. We found that we are missing the mark, actually. Because while we're presenting the tickets, we express our different opinions. I have my own opinion, and she has his own opinion about the flight time. And when we look back, it is so explosive. Oh, Lord, we just got distracted. In this process, we didn't open to the Lord to allow Christ to come into us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. And even in the church life, we have home meetings, we have different coordinations. But the coordination, the things, it's not the goal. The goal is to bring forth the one new man.
Amen.
We need to open to the Lord, to allow Him touch us.
Mm-hmm.
So, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need to open to Him,
Amen.
To allow Christ to cast Himself into us,
Amen.
To bring forth the one new man.
Amen.
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 Touched and convicted by especially day one and day six. And I think there's, in day one, they really focus on the matter of the vision.
Yeah.
And then days two through five, they talk about what the vision should be, right? What is the one new man? But then in day six, they talk about time.
Right.
And this was just really convicting to me because part of the vision is that it's guiding, it's clear, it's controlling, right? The vision determines what you can actually do, right? How much vision you have determines what you can see and what you can accomplish. I have to really confess that, you know, seeing day six, right, from the brother's words, that today, right, now is the time,
right?
Today is the time. The world situation is perfect. And I really have to confess, I don't have that kind of vision. When I look at the world situation today, right? When you look at all these things in day six, right? The brother's vision is so strong for how everything in the world is prepared for what the reality of the one new man actually is. And we may know the facts that are presented in days two through five. We may kind of intellectually understand that, you know, this one new man is to accomplish God's purpose, this one new man is accomplished through the church, this one new man has no race, no culture, all of these things. But if we don't have the vision of what this actually is and what this means to the Lord, then it's really easy to look at a world situation and go, Lord, how will you accomplish this, right? How can you bring forth the one new man out of these situations, right?
Yeah.
But when the brother in day six talks about, he talks about, you know, being able to reach more people, right? Being able to preach the gospel, how easy it is to communicate with everyone. And and that is how we can reach more, right? That's because God's goal is not just, oh, these people, the good people, or the people who have the benefit of being born in countries that are already have the word, right? It's all these people who couldn't previously be reached, but the Lord wants them in this one new man as well,
right?
And so, you know, like we just need to pray for this vision, right?
Amen.
We need to pray for this vision because we can't allow the world situation outwardly and Satan's influence to discourage us or cause us to think like, oh, I can't do as much, or you know, I can't accomplish this, or you know, as was already shared, like what if not even looking so broadly, just looking at our own situation and think, oh, like things are bad, I can't do anything, or you know, the situation is bad, I can't do anything. We really need this vision to control us, because if we don't have the vision, then it's too easy to discourage us. There's too many avenues for the enemy to attack us, right? There's always this progression that actually, like, the Lord is causing things to work together.
Amen.
So that he can achieve and accomplish and have this one new man.
Yeah.
But, you know, outwardly we may not be able to see it. It may be too easy to say, like, Satan is the adversary and he is trying to oppose the Lord, right? He is trying to stymie and prevent this from being accomplished, right? But if we have the vision, we still see the progression that the Lord has done throughout the world history to accomplish the one new man, to have this one new man.
Amen.
I'm going to find this verse, and there's a little section here. Ephesians, that you put off as regards your former manner of life, the old man, which is being corrupted according to the lusts of the deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Amen.
And also talk about, you know, in that section today, we must see that it's not merely a conference of all the continents in which we decide that we all will speak about from now on. You know, I'm just thinking about this this one new man, you know. In Berkeley Heights, there's a sister, she actually works at the UN. And, you know, We all know that's not the solution, right? UN has been around for many, many years. But the world cannot be one.
Yes.
They're just all, you know, regardless how hard all the country is trying to achieve, right? Mm-hmm. They're all trying to have a peace and, you know, have this, like, unified goal, whatever, you know, peace. But it just can't happen. And that's like a very outwardly, very broad thing. And if I'm looking at myself, you know, like now just me and Art at home, and I feel like he's an old man. You know, I'm thinking even we cannot be one. You know, it's just like a little things, you know. Like, I always feel, of course, I always feel I was right. but you know, like, I felt the Lord is, it just exposed us. Not
Amen.
Even, it's not even like right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It could be our good part, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
Has to be burned. Has to be. It's as long as it's part of the old man, all has to be taken away.
Right.
I appreciate that. There's only way we can do this is by be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Amen.
Also, there's a little section there. It says, "You and I" is on day five on the right, you know, in the middle there. It says, Brother Lee says, "You and I and all of us must grow up into him, pass through him, and come out from him. Then there will be this new man."
And,
so praise the Lord. Maybe we, you know, like we're far away from it, but there's a way that we can have to grow into him and pass through him.
Amen.
Renewed, you know, be renewed day by day.
Amen.
This week, we talk about the church as the one new man. And I was very touched by Christine's sharing, and also brothers and sisters sharing. You know, on day four and day five, day four it says I have put on the new man. And day five, just like Christine shared, put off your former manner of life. Actually, this week, when I was reading this, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if you can help me drop the sugar, I will become the new man. So then, interestingly, on Friday, after the small group meeting, we were talking about, you know, the correlation or association of sugar with diabetes. And you know, of course, I was very defensive, you know. We had this conversation. And on Saturday, I received an email from a brother, very long message. So, you know, I did read the article, but I skipped the scientific part. But of course, you know, the implication, yes, I understand, you know. But then I was very touched by this brother's last sentence, you know. He said that life, let's stay healthy and live longer for the Lord's sake. You know, actually, I think that we find that, you know, in practice, in the church life, I realized that food is like so I don't know how to say so important, but it often, you know, separates apart. You know, I think it all depends on our culture, our taste, our preference. But then the thing is that I think that, you know, when we grow older, you know, it's really hard for us to take suggestions or you know, recommendations.
True.
But I think that we really need to be transformed.
Amen.
You know, certain things, it seems to be like so small, you know, so little. But then it's interesting that the Lord would remind us, like even in these small things, we cannot be submissive. We cannot be, you know, we cannot overcome. And in the beginning of the message, it says that we actually all need to arrive at this stage. You know, in the church, I think that there are so many things that separate us apart. But then, you know, I just pray to the Lord. Actually, I did try. You know, I did try. This week, I took less of sugar. But I think that, you know, we really need to keep our mind open. I think somewhere it says that, you know, we need to let the Spirit control our mind.
Amen.
That's the way that we can be, you know, we can be renewed. Otherwise, we just come together, but we have our own opinions, and we have our own preference, we have our own taste, then, you know, we will never be able to be build up together.
Amen.
Amen. One or two?
One or two.
Oh, okay.
Today, I many saints read this portion, but I also wanted to read this again. That really touched me. So this is defining what is the one you meant, mm-hmm. and then the reading goes, we must see that this, the one you miss, is not merely a conference of all the continents in which we decide we will speak about from now on. Instead, it is a matter of all of us seeing that the Lord is our life and our person. The Lord today wants to show Satan that he can produce the one you met out of every tongue and people from among the nations. It is not an outward teaching or an outward movement, but it is He Himself within us, as life and as our person.
Amen.
Amen. We all receive Him and grow up into Him in all things, and then the whole body is joined and knit together out from Him.
Amen.
Like many saints share, you know, this matter of the one new man is glorious when we. But in practice, you know, this vision should really direct our living.
Amen.
If we truly see what the one new man is, that we are taking him not just as our life, but also as our person.
Amen.
And he's after one person among all the, not just in Piscataway, the church in Piscataway, but among all the nations, right, all over the world, in the universal body of Christ, there will be one expression.
Amen.
Then we were really, my feeling this week was that I will go before the Lord, and I will open to Him again, and truly be humble before Him. Amen. Realizing that, yes, I heard about the one you meant, and maybe sing a little bit, practice a little bit, but my vision needs to be enlarged and broadened again. I need to realize, you know, I'm not here just for a good church life, for a local expression. Everything I do, maybe locally, right, there's an implication that it affects the body of Christ.
Amen.
The Lord is after this one expression in all of us individually, but His ultimate goal is that this expression will be one person, in all the churches.
Amen.
Around the world.
Amen.
And this is to shame His enemy, right?
Right.
He wants to show this. He wants to show Satan he can produce one new man.
Right.
Out of every tongue and every nation. When we see this goal, we need to lay aside our culture. By the Lord's mercy and His shining, of course. We will lay aside our feelings and culture and our differences. And as the world, as the world is heading towards this direction of nationalism and division and differences and strifes, the church will be an anti-testimony.
Wow.
Amen. To what is happening around the world today.
Amen.
It will be the expression of the one life and one person. Amen. And this is truly what the Lord is doing if we're cooperating with Him.
Amen.
May we be those.
Amen.
Who are one with the Lord.
Amen.
And we can truly see, you know, what's on His heart. And we will just open ourselves as much as we know how to let Him go through us so that He may gain the one expression. Maybe a little bit more. In our daily living and for His expression.
Amen.
So, amen. Praise the Lord for what He's doing.
Amen.
May the Lord gain us deeper.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
No, we need for you before fly back to China.
I was enjoying some words from day four. Putting on the new man does not take place once for more. On the contrary, it is a lifelong matter.
Yes.
The gradual process that goes on throughout our Christian life, the new man has been created in Christ and with Christ. The new man has already been created with Christ at the divine instance. When we were regenerated, this new man was put into our spirit. Now, day by day, we need to put on this new man by permeating the spirit to control our being and renew our mind. Every time part of our being is renewed, the fruit has a little more of the new man.
Amen.
The more we are renewed through the spirit controlling our mind, the more of the new man we put on.
Amen.
Eventually, this process of putting on the new man will be completed.
Amen.
Amen. And please remind me to think the sister I took care of the few months. She did the transplant 1.5 months ago, and the new cell is from a 21 years old young man from Israel. When she done the transplant and the new cell put into her body, but her old cell is still in his in her body. So this 1 month, the two cell is fighting in her body.
Amen.
So she has some rejection.
Rejection.
Yeah. So I thought also the new man is put in our spirit, but our old man, our fellow man, also
right.
in us. So right. Many times we also in the rejection, the fighting
Amen.
With the new
right,
man.
Right.
But the doctor said maybe it will take a 100 days, the new cell will control her body, and the old cell will be well, be cute, yeah, get off. Yeah, and I think, wow, it's amazing, yeah.
Amen.
And the, new, the young man's blood type is B, and the sister's blood type is A.
Oh,
and
wow.
and now your body, the cell in her body is A and B. Yeah, and maybe 100 days later, the blood type will completely become B. Yeah, I think this wow. really make me oh the new man is also like this in our
Amen.
Body and we will completely become the new man.
Amen. Take the infusion. Yeah.
I really appreciated all the saints sharing. You know, the one you man, we're all in this together. It's not just for a particular group of people. The new man, Sister Barbara brought out, it's not just that we would become, that Christ would become our my person and my
right.
life, but that Christ would become our person
right.
and
right.
our life.
Right. Yeah.
And every one of us here, we are parts of the new man.
Amen.
And we all, and for the new man to be brought forth as the goal of the Lord's recovery, this actually needs to happen, where Christ becomes constituted into us. I'd like to just go over briefly the title of this message, and then the title of the conference. The urgent need to see the vision of the church as a new man, and the goal of the Lord's recovery to bring forth the one new man. How urgent is this need to us? Maybe it's not so urgent to us. Maybe. I like to immediately think of myself, and it's probably not that urgent. I think we have some time. But for the Lord, it's urgent. And the Lord has feeling, and the Lord has a view. And for Him, it is urgent.
Right.
Urgent for us to see the vision of the new man. Because without the new man, the Lord can't come back. Okay, we just examined the world situation. Everything is up in upheaval. The situation in Israel, things are probably lining up where the Lord's coming may be imminent. Maybe we might see Him come back. We believe so in our lifetime. But the fact is, unless the body is built up, unless the new man is brought forth, and unless the bride is prepared, the Lord will not come back. Because the Lord cannot come back unless there is one to match Him, and this is His bride. So the new man is actually, the new man being brought forth is actually the body is synonymous with the body being built up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's synonymous with the bride being prepared. The bride being beautified, the bride growing, maturing, also being trained in warfare, and also being put on, having the wedding garment. This is needed for the Lord to come back. And this is why in the Lord's heart there is an urgent need. There is an urgent need for us to see the vision of the one new man. The brother, one of the co-workers who shared regarding this matter of the new man, this message, like Brother Joe brought out, this was released by Brother Lee in 1977. Just brief history. It was released then, but the brother, in his perception, says, regarding since the last 40 years, we've lost 40 years. He also said, I don't believe much development has happened in 40 years. I don't believe the reality of the vision of the church as the new man has penetrated the recovery. And then he mentions, very little has developed to become, to work out, to live out what the Lord revealed in His recovery in 1977. Okay, this is not to discourage us, but this is just where we are. And I think when I went over this message, the first thought that came up when I was before the Lord was, I don't, like John mentioned, I don't believe, I don't see this. It is so high.
Yeah.
This vision is so high.
Right.
And I want to enter. I aspire to see this vision. And
right.
I want to live in this reality. But I just realized this is way beyond me.
Yes.
Do we all have this sense?
Right.
Do we all have the sense that we questioned a little bit our seeing before the Lord? We believe this was beyond our current vision that we currently have. Because we all need to go personally before the Lord. Lord, have mercy on me that I would see the vision of the one new man. This would direct me, this would control me. Like what Elizabeth shared, this would cause me to see beyond all the cynicism and all the everything contrary to what the Lord is working out on the earth in this age so that He could return.
Right.
So that He could come back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I really believe the Lord is opening up. I think our future is bright. The Lord has opened up this vision to us. And like what Brother Joe shared, everything is open for us to enter into this vision and live in its reality so that the practicality of the one you man can be brought forth.
Amen.
I'd just like to share also briefly, like, how could this actually happen? First, we need to go before the Lord to ask the Lord to show us the vision, that this vision would govern us, direct us, and motivate us, and move us forward so that nothing could stop us. We wouldn't be disillusioned by the actual situation, even in the church. We wouldn't be embittered. We wouldn't take offense to certain things, but we would move on, motivated by the vision that we see. But secondly, there has to actually be a practical existence. And this was brought forth by the brother, and I believe it could be of great help to us. First, we see that for the new man to be brought forward, Christ actually has to be constituted into us.
Yes.
This actually needs to happen.
Right.
And so in our daily life with the saints brought out, we actually need to turn our hearts and to be exercised in our spirit, right, to allow the Lord to dwell in us,
yes,
to live in us, to dwell in our heart.
Amen.
You know, so much of my prayer this week, at least one sentence was, Lord, make your home in my heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Because for the one new man to be brought forth, Christ actually needs to be constituted into us.
Right.
And this word, inward parts, there's this word, inward parts. And so, especially here, many of us, okay, this is just the fact, many of us here are Chinese. Okay. For the one new man to be brought forth, is our vision just that there would be many races, and then suddenly we have, even among believers, then there would be the one new man? No. Because Christ actually needs to replace us and needs to be constituted in all of his believers, from all the nations and from all the tongues. But is it just a case that among, just because we're mainly Chinese here, that we can't have the one new man? No. Actually, we need to rise beyond our cultural, racial, and national differences to enter into the consciousness of the one new man. We need to be in Christ as the element of the new man, and so we can gradually enter into the reality of the new man. So we do have all of these things within us, but key is inward parts. I think in our daily life, we're learning this. We're learning to live in the inward parts of Christ Jesus, and allowing Him to live in our inward parts, so that we wouldn't keep our own inward parts, especially towards the ones who are closest to us. We wouldn't keep our inward parts with its feelings, but we would be reconstituted and we would be remodeled with Christ's inward parts.
Amen.
And so this requires that we open our inward being to Him.
Right.
We open the depth of our being to Him, so that our private parts, right? Our delicate parts, our tender feelings and our longings would also be reconstituted with Christ's inward parts. And that His love, His view, His feeling would become our love, our view, and our feeling. So that we become one with Christ at the level of inward parts. And we gradually and progressively move out of the consciousness of our racial differences, out of our cultural differences, out of ourself, and move into the consciousness of the one new man, under the vision of the reality of the new man, so that we could bring forth the one new man.
Amen.
So may Christ be with us.
Amen.
May Christ be more constituted in us.
Amen.
Make His home in our heart.
Amen.
His inward parts would become our inward parts, and we would live in His inward parts, so that the one new man among us here could be brought forth.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus. Thank you for your speaking.
Amen. Amen.
Because you have produced and brought the new man.
Amen.
You have nailed the old man.
Amen.
Oh, now we give it this week to you.
Amen.
Give it this week so we can get up in the morning.
Amen.
The old man.
Amen.
Oh, so you can produce the new man as we read your word.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we give you thanks for everything you're doing.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's right.
Thank
you for what you're working out.
Amen.
To each one of us here.
Amen.
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 Yourself day by day.
Amen.
In your word.
Amen.
Enjoy you moment by moment.
Amen.
Oh, Lord,
amen.
We need you.
Amen.
We praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we need you.
Amen.
We're open to you.
Amen.
To allow yourself, cast yourself into us.
Amen.
To make your home in our heart.
Amen.
To bring forth one new man.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you made us universal.
Amen.
That we have accomplished and have dominion more over than what we, the animals, and what we had as the old man.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we just want to be in constant fellowship with you.
Amen.
Let us know you more and more.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We pray the longing in your heart would be our longing.
Amen.
That just as you want the one man, one new man to be brought forth,
amen,
we would pray concerning this.
Amen.
And you would be the person in our heart.
Amen.
In our daily living, you would gain us.
Amen.
Make home in our inward parts.
Amen.
We would be one with you.
Amen.
Whatever you desire.
Amen.
Make your longing our longing.
Amen.
Lord, grant us such a sense of urgency.
Amen.
You must work yourself more into our hearts.
Amen.
Become our real person.
Amen.
You can bring forth the one new man.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.